new EPA rule unveiled today. Watching Wall Street, stocks now in the red. The Dow is down 109 points, the NASDAQ is off 22, and the S&P is down 14 points. More details at srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about today the question, are we celebrating ungodliness? Are we celebrating evil, wickedness? Are we embracing it? There are some that have said, well, you know, abortion is legal, so it must be all right. There are others that are saying, well, it is legal to use pot, so why not? Others are saying, well, you know, if the government says that it's okay to butcher a young woman or a young man's body, cutting off healthy body parts, if they say that is legal, it must be okay. That is embracing, submitting to unholiness, ungodliness, that which is totally against the Word of God, and yet we find that taking place, proliferating across America today. Are we celebrating ungodliness? Are we celebrating evil in our world today? May I submit to you a very succinct answer to that is, yes, we're seeing it. It is taking place from the top down. Listen, I've said for many, many, many years, and I'm still less than 100 years old, I've said for many years, the direction of a nation, morally, ethically, biblically, philosophically, theologically, doctrinally, is predicated upon the political and the spiritual leadership. The political and spiritual leadership. We have a leader in the Oval Office that is totally 100% against the Word of God, against anything that's called morals, ethics, and values, and against anything that we would call Christianity, conservatism, or patriotism in our nation today. We're witnessing and watching the implosion of a nation. We're watching today that which is majorly, majorly problematic for the future of our nation. It will cause us to implode from within. Today, that barbaric practice is taking place of cutting off healthy body parts. Today, doctors and nurses, all healthcare workers, professionals, are required to study, to train, and practice the so-called transsexual surgeries on healthy bodies. But when you trace all of this down, it's all about money. I just read an article the other day talking about how the medical schools now for doctors, nurses, and medical workers are required, hear me, required through the medical schools, required through the Biden administration's force on the medical schools to teach the doctors, nurses, healthcare workers to carry out the transgender surgeries and to carry out barbaric practices that are unholy and ungodly. But because of the money that the doctors and nurses, those schools, those industries, the institutions that teach the doctors, the medical schools receive billions of dollars from the Biden administration, and with those dollars there is the requirement attached to it. Therefore, it's being forced upon us in the medical realm through the doctors, the nurses, and their training, and they are being forced to do that, taking the training, or they cannot get their medical training or their medical license. Did you know that? The telephone is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. 1 Corinthians. Hold on one moment. Okay. 1 Corinthians, where it says that women should be silent in the church. I just had the scripture.
You're in chapter 3.
Okay. I think that women have had a lot to do with the destruction in the government. And I never thought that I would say that. But I say that about Madeline Murray O'Hare and Margaret Sanger's, even the press secretaries. And a woman on a bad day, a bad hair day, or going through hormonal things.
The bad hair day, you mean like the former mayor of Chicago?
Yes, sir. Yes.
She said she had to get her hair did because she's on television all the time. That's back when there was supposed to be a moratorium on going out to get a hairdo. But go ahead with your question.
I'm sorry. But no, I just wanted to hear what you thought about that.
Well, it was the Apostle Paul and his description of talking about who should be the leader. Let me just elongate that. The leader in the home, the church, and the nation should be the man. The man is held responsible. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, and death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. It was Adam that was the one. Eve was the one that was deceived. But she said to Adam, take a bite of this apple, or whatever the fruit was, on the tree that they were not to participate. He did. And as a result of that, the whole society is fallen in sin. And God has chosen, God made the decision, not me, God has chosen to use man as the head of society. And anytime you get that placement out of order, you destroy it. You can take a home where the wife is in charge of everything. You'll find a home that's in chaos and confusion most of the time. That's not now in any fashion casting dispersion on the woman, the wife, the mother in the home. It was Dr. Adrian Rogers many, many years ago said that God has put woman on a pedestal of protection where the husband is the one that should be protecting her and watching over her, and that he's the one that's responsible for the direction of the home, the family, the church, and the nation. And that stands true today. The Apostle Paul was warning in that particular text that you're talking about, warning about who should be the head of the church, those that are responsible for preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was saying that the woman is the one that was first deceived, and therefore it's the man that is responsible to have that headship responsibility. So you're exactly right. It's not casting dispersion on a woman. It's not belittling, lowering, in any fashion demeaning woman, but it was God's choice, God's decision to place man in the leadership role. And that's one of the major things that we have that's problematic today, because we've gotten God's plan out of kilter, if you will, out of place with what God's idea would be. As a result of that, we're seeing some of the chaos and confusion as an outgrowth of that. I'm against seeing many of these ladies that are running, well-known, well-recognized, well-able to carry out the task, running for public office. My question, generally speaking, under breath, is where's your husband? Why ain't he running? Why ain't he out being the tip of the spear? It is the husband, the head of the home, responsibility, the head of the church's responsibility, the head of the nation. That responsibility lies squarely on the shoulders of the man, the men in America. This is the reason, perhaps, if you've listened to this show very often, I've said that it's time for men to grow a spine and to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. It's time for pastors to grow a spine, stand in the pulpit, and speak the whole truth from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:20. I believe it's time that we do that. And so I am thankful for your question, and I pray that we'll recognize the state that we're in America today, the condition. Thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed day. Keep looking up. Keep looking up. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about today, are we celebrating ungodliness? Are we celebrating evil in our nation today? I don't know about you, but it is a sad thought to understand that we have a medical profession that's in the position of carrying out the dastardly deeds that's being pushed and promoted and encouraged and challenged by the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, just consider the evil practice of that of prosecuting a Christian for practicing his faith and for even praying on the sidewalk in front of the murder clinic called abortion clinic. But that's happening today. If you're on the sidewalk praying in front of a clinic, you're charged with disturbing the peace, according to the Biden administration and the DOJ and the rules and the regulations that have been put forth by the DOJ to the FBI. Let me take the thought here of one statement out of an article. Then we'll take our next caller. Here, this article says, Biden administration deems Easter Sunday Transgender Day of Visibility. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Joe Biden declared Easter Sunday to be Transgender Visibility Day. And yet somehow, some way, we're supposed to just take it and not say anything and do anything. We need to be silent as Christians. Be good little boys and girls, as the Biden administration's leadership would pat us on the head and say, just be good boys and girls. This article reads, in its latest demonstration of contempt for Christianity, the Biden White House has deemed Easter Sunday as Transgender Visibility Day. Here's Joe Biden's declaration for Transgender Day. I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States of America, by the virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility, Biden said in Friday in his proclamation. Quote, I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of all transgender people throughout our nation. End quote. It is horrific to see a president of a nation dragging the morals and the ethics and the values of a Christian nation through the mud and expecting us to submit, surrender, and accept it and embrace it. That's embracing ungodliness, embracing evil and wickedness to the greatest level I've ever seen. I'm looking at a headline here. Fellow Americans, this from the Christian Legal Society. Fellow Americans, no faith-based organization in America today should be forced to reject biblical principles and embrace the government's currently preferred social ideology or risk scaling down or shutting down your operations. Yet under the regulatory changes that the U.S. State Department has proposed, funding and contracts could be denied to any group that has a statement of faith on policies that are true to biblical beliefs and values, but counter today's predominantly woke social climate. That means organizations that protect life instead of pronouncing and promoting abortion, advocates for traditional marriage and family, or follow biblical teachings on biological sex rather than gender ideology, are at risk of being targeted and punished and prosecuted by the U.S. government in America today. End quote. That's horrific. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over the question and comment, please.
It is horrific, Dr. Youngblood, and the fastness, the speed of how all of this is happening is astonishing. And I believe it is happening so fast because we Christians are not standing up for God, and we need to stand up for God, and He will fight our battles, just like in Nehemiah. That sword is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Bible. And so we need to keep speaking. And another way that I have heard, I promise you, I heard from God to get rid of it, is those Obamacare signs Obamacare okays and pays for transgender operations. So all those Obamacare signs all throughout our cities and counties, we need to take them down because it is brand messaging that, well, number one, Obama does care about us, but he doesn't care about everybody.
That's right.
Primarily Christians. And
yes,
they're actually illegal to have on the side of the road like that. So we're protected by the law and we're protected by God, who says don't let that stuff get out there.
Absolutely. And one of the things that's egregious, Lisa, when you see those Obamacare signs, what that is subtly saying to us, in fact, most that have anything to do with Medicare, they will bombard your telephone each year trying to get you to upgrade or to change your Medicare insurance program. What they're doing subtly is wanting everybody to switch to the Obamacare model, which ultimately will do just as they're doing in Canada right now. Let me read you this and get your take on it. Assisted suicide agenda called out for suggesting some people are better off dead. That's taking place in Canada now, that they are suggesting that rather than continuing on the insurance or the social insurance program, the social medicine program, that they would put you to death. In fact, one in this particular article, a 28-year-old person, they've convinced him that it's better off for him to die than to continue to get medication and be sick all the time. And that's where the Obamacare is headed in the United States of America. And I'm in agreement with you. He doesn't care, especially when it comes to morals, ethics, values, biblical truth, and for we the people, especially as Christians.
Amen. Amen. And so we can take them down. We are protected.
In fact, I would recommend that you call the city works department and let them know that they're proliferating the public right-of-ways and ask them, can you take them down or will they send a truck out and pick them up? I believe that citizens need to take that as a call, the public works department here in Jacksonville, and ask them, is that legal? They'll tell you no. And then say, will you send a truck to pick them up, or may I pick them up and call you to pick them up out of my yard? I'll just stack them for you to get. I believe we need to. That goes back to Christians being salt and light, Lisa. And I've said for many, many years, it's time that we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, and stop sleeping and sitting as Christians. Thank you so much, Lisa, for your call. God bless you. Keep looking up. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go with the question or comment, please.
I think that the one big issue today is that most conservatives are very passive and also godless. They do not stand up against the bullies of the left. So we're being run over by them and we don't fight back.
Derby, you're exactly right when it comes to, let me just get on a little hobby horse of mine. It's my opinion. Others can disagree if you like. It's my position. Others can have a different opinion and position if you like. It's my position that pastors do not lose their First Amendment freedom of speech rights when they stand in the pulpit. I think it's time pastors grow a spine and someone speak the truth. And listen, just as the intro to this broadcast says every day, if it's dealing with the government, if it's dealing with the home, if it's dealing with the church, all three of those are central biblical issues, and we have the right, the authority, and the responsibility to preach and teach the truth from those three levels, and all of it is biblical. It's not political. It's civil government. Civil government now being called political. If you talk about murder by way of abortion from the pulpit, that is not political. It is biblical. If you talk about the sodomite lifestyle, which is immoral, ungodly, and unholy, that's biblical. If you talk about this thing now of assisted suicide that's proliferating across America and around the globe, that's biblical. If you talk about drugs, using pot, and the marijuana, and the laws that are allowing it today, that's biblical. And on I could go, and yet we're failing as Christians to grow a spine, to grow a backbone, to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. And that's the problem today.
Also,
so I second your motion.
Well, I agree with you, too. If I ever meet a preacher, I will ask him, do you support Biden? If it does support Biden, I'll say to him or her, how can you call yourself a Christian?
That's right.
It doesn't work. Now,
well,
it's an
oxymoron, Derby. It is two irreconcilable truths. It's an oxymoron. It is saying I'm a Christian, and yet I stand for the murder of babies in the womb. I stand for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. I stand for the drag queens in the public schools. I stand for the pornography being shown and taught in my child's classroom, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's an oxymoron. It's an impossibility to say I'm a Christian and yet at the same time say I stand for the plank, if you please, or the agenda or the platform of the Democratic Party. It is simply, you cannot align that with biblical truth whatsoever.
Okay, then I have another issue concerning the U.S. Constitution, an issue that nobody has addressed, not even Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Alex Jones. Nobody talks about this. And this is something that I thought about. The Constitution says that we have a right to an attorney, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that we have a right to an education.
Oh, no. The Constitution has zip, zero, nothing to say about education. As far as the U.S. Department of Education is unconstitutional.
Right. Well, but we're getting education paid for by the taxpayers.
That's right.
And then it doesn't say we have the right to medical care, health care, but we have we give medical services to illegal aliens and everybody, regardless, even though we don't have the right according to the Constitution.
That's right.
So I like to say something.
There's no such thing as a right to abortion. But it's being done and paid for on the basis that everybody has that right. We have so perverted, so twisted, so, if you please, neutered our Constitution that it's like Swiss cheese today.
Okay. What I'd like to do is now give up my right to an attorney. Okay. I don't need an attorney provided by the state if I cannot afford it, because I might go through life and never need an attorney. But as I go through life, I am going to need medical care. So I'd rather have the right to health care than to attorney care.
Well, you see, we all have the... Let me say this, and we'll wrap up, Derby. But we all have that right, whether it is in the Constitution or not. But it doesn't mean that we have a right for the taxpayers to pay for it out of their pockets for us. They analyze the problem. That becomes total socialism. We're on the very verge, the slippery slope of being ushered into 100% full Marxist, evil, wicked communism in America today. Socialism is simply communism light, and that's where we're headed. That's the push for the Barack Obama administration through the Joe Biden puppet that's in the Oval Office today. We're headed down the path of implosion as a nation. And what we're not recognizing is Christians, conservatives, and patriots, just as you said, most of them are pacifists, not taking a stand, not being visible and vocal and taking a stand for truth. And I believe it's time that we do so, or we're going to lose our nation. And this election, Derby, and I know that you're familiar with it, this election is going to make the decision for the destiny of America. If we do not stand up, wake up, speak up, be salt, and be light as conservatives and Christians in America, we will lose this election. It is going to. We need to recognize that every Christian, if you're concerned about the future of America, you need to register to vote. You need to be willing to vote and vote based on biblical concepts, principles, and truths, and not based on what the government's going to give you. And that's the problem that so destroys our nation and our willingness to stand today. Derby, thank you so much for your call.
We need the right to vote, but we cannot accept another fraudulent result.
Exactly. I believe we need to go back to the paper ballots and the hand counting. Throw the machines out. And we need to have one day federalized as the day of election. All businesses are closed and everybody has the opportunity to go vote. They cannot use it for an excuse. If you have to stand in line 2-3 hours, that's fine. Stand in line and vote. I never argued and complained when I stood in line years ago to vote by hand, and then the votes were counted. And it seemed like with the paper ballots and the hand counting, you could have the election results by midnight that night. Today it takes weeks and weeks and weeks with the electronic devices. But we both know what's happening with that, Derby. The election has been stolen for years, and they're planning on doing the same thing November the 5th of this year. Derby, thank you so much for your call. God bless you and keep looking up. I believe we have Danny on the line. Go ahead with the question and comment, please. Hello, are you there, Danny?
So much. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, just a couple of points real quickly. This thing about the wall, it's funny, I've been reading through this in my personal readings, and they were fighting for their survival with a sword and then building the wall, whereas today America has their hands tied behind their backs while the wall has been destroyed. And as a result, we see the pure evil that has crossed into our country. A good example, just a couple of days ago, in the Islamic State of Michigan, we saw where the Islamists were speaking and calling out for the death to America and the
yes.
death to Israel. This is in the United States.
So yes.
Just a point on that. One other quick point. Been reading about the Obamacare and the senators, especially Ted Cruz, and I think it was Mike Lee, were standing so strong against that, and they actually had a plan to defeat it. But guess who opposed it? The leadership of the Republican Party. They even had a plan to defund it. Yes,
Paul Ryan and Kevin McCarthy.
They got rid of that plan as well. The fix is in, and it's horrible to say, but, you know, God said he'd leave us to our reprobate minds with all this stuff going on. It looks like, you know, we walked out on him some time ago, and I think that's exactly what he's doing currently, is leaving us to our own reprobate mind. And once again, Christians should stand up, but you and I know that probably 30% of so-called Christians don't vote. And I continue to pray for the remnant, the ones that are truly based in the Word of God, that
yes.
we're the hope of the future, and we're the ones that's got to stand firm no matter what. So I just thank you for your time, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Daniel, for your input. You're exactly right. I believe it's time that we stand up and speak the truth in love, be salt and light. I'm looking at a headline. Anti-Christian rules are revealed and the White House is exposed. The White House no longer permits designs with religious themes for the Easter egg hunt this year. This was a week ago. The celebration of the National Guard families and the event will not accept any Easter egg drawing with any religious theme for the youngsters that are searching for the eggs. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what is taking place, that we are today embracing, perhaps unknowingly with some, but we're embracing, celebrating ungodliness, unholiness, wickedness. Looking at the headline, trailer filled with Bibles set aflame, ablaze Easter Sunday. A trailer filled with more than 200 Bibles was set afire at Mount Juliet, Tennessee on Easter Sunday, and police say the fire was initially intentionally set. And it goes on to talk about the Bibles being burned in front of a church as an indication, a sign of the hatred, the animus toward Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand as Christians, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard. We need to be salt and light. We need to recognize God's called us to be salt in a decaying society and light in a darkening world. We need to illumine society. We need to deter the delay, if possible, as much as possible, the decay of our nation. It's time that we stand and understand that God calls us, and as Nehemiah said, our God shall fight for you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for